Hello everybody, welcome to episode 4 of Learning Magic with Ashland and Cam. Before we start, we would like to remind you to support mtgcast.com on Patreon, and if you want to buy magic cards, think about doing it on quietspeculation.com. Without their help, we couldn't make cool magic podcasts. Today, we are going to be talking about the colored pie, but I'm not hungry.
She's not hungry.
That's my dad's joke, by the way.
That's my stupid dad joke that I made you read. That's right. So welcome everybody. I'm Cam and this is
Ashland, and I am 6. Why don't you tell them your age?
Because I'm 32 and no one needs to know.
Oh.
Alright, okay. So today we haven't done much with magic since our last podcast, but today we're looking at something that I've really wanted to explain to Ashland for a long time, and it is called the colour pie.
The colour pie.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
And it's not a real pie. You can't eat it.
Yes, we know.
You know that. Okay, so the colour.
It's quite a cool joke.
So what is the colour pie, Ashland?
The colour pie, I'm just guessing.
Okay.
The colour pie is basically the... How many colours are there again?
Oh, come on, you gotta know this one.
There's... hang on. There are 5 colours.
That's right.
And it's about, like, what they can do, like... The green team isn't good at flying. It's about what they're good at and stuff.
Right, that's
what
right.
What they can do.
What they're good at and what they're bad at. Yep.
And what they're sort of good at and bad at.
Yeah, and it's not just... And the idea is that what they're good at and bad at kind of comes from the type of magic that they are.
Yeah.
And also, like, their philosophies. So do you know what a philosophy is? It's like the things that you believe in or the way that you want to live your life.
Oh, like I want to live my life in a big house with
so
a mum and a dad.
So that's your philosophy. So you just want to have a big house
with
and
a
nice family.
And a family and
yeah.
A
sort of. Cake. It's kind of like do you eat meat or do you not eat meat? That could be a philosophy. Or
I
do
eat
you,
meat.
You do eat meat. Yeah, okay, cool. So
and I eat pigs as well.
So I've talked to you about the colour pie before, and I've told you about how the colours are different, but what I wanted to do with you today, Ashlyn Marie...
Is tell the people that don't know.
Well, tell the people that don't know, and I also wanted to go through it with you in a really thorough way, because I've only given you a really, like, a small amount of
it. Yeah. Okay, only 2 seconds long.
Yeah, pretty much. So, okay, alright, so what I'm going to do is I've got 2 things. I've printed off a picture of the colour pie, and I've printed
that you
off...
That probably won't want to see.
Yeah, no one will be able to see it because they can only hear our voices. And I've also printed off...
A lot of words
from a magic wiki website that lists like each colour and all of its stuff. Most of its stuff anyway. So, Ashlyn Marie Tafts, I want you to close your eyes and stab your finger down onto this piece of paper and pick a colour. So close your eyes. Close them. I'm watching. Yeah, she's cheating. You're so cheating. Alright, what colour have you got? Red. Okay, we're going to start with red. Okay, so red. So let's look at... I'm very aware, listeners, that with Ashlyn, I'm going to have to explain a lot of what these words mean to Ashlyn.
So
like, she's pretty clever, but we are going to have to, like, this isn't just a colour pie lesson, this is probably going to be an English language lesson as well. So, red has, these are some of the things associated with red. So what are those words here? Read these words out to me, bud.
Freedom.
Yep.
Action.
Yep.
Short-sighted.
Yep. Cool.
I don't know that.
What's that big word there?
I can't read it because your big ginormous finger's in the way.
My big ginormous finger. Okay,
come on.
Emotional. Emotional.
Action.
Emotional action.
Impulse.
Impulse, almost. Impulse. Cool. And then what's this here?
Sorry.
What's this word? See if you can do this word. This is a hard word. Come on, you can do it. Don't look at me grumpy. They can't see it like that.
Spawn. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good start. It's spawn. Spawn.
I can't read that word because it's like really
funny. It's not very well printed, is it? Spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Action.
Action.
Chaos.
Chaos.
So,
I was going to say chaos.
So let's talk about what this is all meaning. So read, we've got freedom, action, short-sightedness, emotional action, impulses. So people who use red magic, they just want to do what they want to do whenever they want to do it. They want to do it now. They don't want to wait. They just want to go.
Like, if they get like, someone's coming. We need to fight. But they're 1,000,000 meters away. Let's just go and do it.
That's right. They just want to go.
They want to get it over and done with.
They do. They just want to get it over and done with. So, like, a lot of the time, like, red magic, they're getting it over and done with and doing things really fast is, like, whereas blue magic might do things the slow way, stealing things or slowing things down, and other colours might plan for the future by building up resources. Red might just want to throw a lightning bolt straight at your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So you understand. So red is about going, we'll tick the red off. So red is about going fast, it's about going quick, it's about not holding back, and it's about being aggressive. Do you know what emotional action means?
I don't know what it means in magic.
Okay, do you know what emotions are? What are they?
Well, this is just a...
Yeah, just guess. That's okay.
No, this is a guess at the same time, and it's something that I'm just pretending that it could have been.
Okay, good.
So, let's say someone died.
Yeah, okay.
Stop it!
Yeah, okay, sorry, it's very serious. Someone died. So someone died.
Well, so let's pretend someone died.
Okay, so somebody died.
And you're bursting into tears.
Right.
And you're crying very loudly.
Yeah. Because you're sad.
And you're bursting into tears, like, for 2 hours.
So that's emotional.
Yeah.
And bursting into tears is an emotional action. So that's actually pretty good. So your emotions are, like, so, for example, your emotional actions is when you do things because of the way you feel. So you might feel happy or sad, or you might be angry. You know? So, for example, let's carry on with the let's pretend somebody died thing, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody died... Like, let's say...
By the way, no one has died.
No one's died, everyone. Everyone that's listening, no one has died. But if someone did die, and they were killed by a dragon, you'd want to go and kill the dragon. If you were a red mage, you would want to go and kill the dragon straight away. Right?
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't a good idea. Even if the dragon was a big scary dragon and it might kill you, you would, because it killed your friend, your emotional action would be to go and fight it. Okay? And then the other word here is spontaneous actions. That's someone's just doing things just because you're bored or just because you need to. So then I'm going to go over to my giant thing of words.
For red.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's the color of, so red is the color of freedom, chaos, passion, creativity, impulse, fury. So being angry, warfare, lightning, and the classical element of fire. Oh, and the abiotic geological aspects of the classical element of earth. So basically throwing rocks at people is what that means. Okay.
That's crazy.
Red's really good at being able to directly damage creatures or players. So, boom, 3 damage to you, like a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
You know, 1 red, 3 damage, that kind of thing. Boom. Destroying opposing lands, so blowing up your lands. Red can do that.
You haven't really done that to me before.
I haven't done that to you yet, but don't worry, I will. I have a whole deck that does it.
Hallelujah!
I have a deck that does nothing
but
that.
Can you do that to me when you're like, I'm like 16?
Maybe when you're older? Yeah, okay, I'll blow up your lands when you're older, I promise.
But red's be off magic when I'm that age.
Oh, who knows? red is good at blowing up artifacts.
What are artifacts again?
Like magic machines, magic wands, magic swords, things like that. Because red can melt them, make them explode.
Oh yeah, because fire can melt metal and make things explode.
Yeah, It has a lot of creatures, but its creatures tend to be defensively weak. So its creatures can hit really hard, but they take a lot of damage. And except for dragons. It has dragons. Dragons are just generally good at fighting all around. And that red can often raise the numbers of attack that it has for mana just on one turn.
Are you sure?
Hey? Yeah. Other things that red can do, it can do things like it can steal your enemy's creatures just for one turn.
Awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Like, let's say you steal my Leatherback Bailiff, that would be a pain in the butt.
That would be a
But what would you, what would you do with it? You'd be like, well, I can't use that, I don't have a green deck.
Well,
what will I do with it?
No, the cool thing is that you steal it after someone's played it. You play it and then I steal it.
Oh.
Yeah, but only, but with red it's only for one turn. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of the red ability, creature abilities that red's really good at, haste. When you know haste, what does it mean? Haste. I'm really hasty.
Fast?
That's right, fast. So I'm really, really hasty and fast, as you can attack on the first turn. So that's, again, that's about that. I want it now, I want to go. So that's why red's really good at that kind of thing. And first strike, which is hitting first. So red's good at haste and first strike. Red, some things, so we talk about the things that red can't do?
Yes, please. Okay. Audience, listen up, because if you think they can do this, we are going to prove that you are wrong.
That's right, they're wrong. And you don't want to make a deck thinking that you can do these things and get it wrong. So,
because if you have, you might need to listen to this.
Yep.
And very good, no, listen to it very clearly. No!
Carefully.
Carefully.
We'll listen to it very carefully.
And if you've put any things in the deck that it can't do, you might want to, after that, you've listened to the episode of Pause It, you might want to make sure you take those cards out of your deck.
That's right,
and
okay.
Replace them with other cards.
You ready to rock and roll here?
Yeah, I am ready to rock and roll. Where's the car though?
Hey?
Where's the car though?
The car? Don't know. We're not going anywhere. Anyway, so, okay.
That's what he says when we're going in the car.
We're
going
to rock and roll. Yeah. Okay. So red's weaknesses mean it can't destroy enchantments. Okay. So, like, you know your green spell, Gaia's Anthem, that makes all of your creatures get +1/+1,
yeah,
and it stays on the battlefield permanently? Mm-hmm. Someone playing red could not destroy that, because red just can't destroy enchantments.
So, if you have that kind of deck, take it out.
Yeah. Its spells can usually only be used once, and it doesn't have much in the way of defense, because it trades early game speed for late game staying power. So in bigger games, especially multiplayer games, red is often not seen as a very good color because it can't stay in a long game for ages and ages. It runs out of things to do.
Like if it was like two hours, you'd be like, I need to go fight the other team, it's worse.
Alright, so tell me, what have you learned about red today?
Well, they can't kill enchantments, is it?
That's correct. Good job. And what do they like to do?
That if they might get killed by a dragon, they would go and fight it straight away.
Yeah, so they take emotional actions.
They get to do it whenever they want at any time.
Yeah, they don't want to stop, they don't want to slow down.
But we're not done yet.
All right, next colour. Please pick a colour. You've ticked off red. Good job. White. Okay. Now we are looking at white.
Which one's white?
That one there.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So white. So let's read this. Start from the top. So let's read that there.
Order.
Yeah.
Laws of man.
Laws of man, okay, so people's laws. So, like, the laws like the police and stuff like that. Okay,
yeah.
So go on. And
morality.
Morality. Good girl.
Morality.
Good girl.
Laws of God's spirit.
Yep.
Ooh, meditating.
Yes. Yes, that kind of thing. Carry on. Keep going.
Sorry,
I got distracted.
Yeah,
there. Cool.
What's that?
Uncreative.
Place.
Peace.
Peace. Law.
Okay.
So this is basically a team about law.
About the rules. About law. About following the rules. About having rules in place to protect people and look after things. And sometimes that's good because that can bring peace. Okay. But sometimes that can be bad because it means that people can't be themselves. So
there's lots of monsters.
So you can see, right, that every colour, part of the colour pie, right, the reason that this colour pie is in a circle and the reason it's not just a straight line, right, is that each colour has its two friends on each side of it, okay, and its two enemies on which are across from it, okay? So red, for example, its friends are
black
and
green,
and its enemies are
white and blue,
and white's friends are
green,
and its enemies are
red and black. But that's so odd. If green is white and blue's enemy, and then he's on with the white and blue's team.
Yeah, I mean, they're not always enemies. Sometimes they get put together, but yeah. So, well, this is the thing. Like, the reason that red and white are enemies, right, is that red wants to go, and wants to do whatever it wants, and white says, no, you can't do whatever you want.
Because I want peace.
Because I want, and rules.
You're not allowed to fight right now.
You're not allowed to fight right here. That's exactly right.
It's a party going on. You're not allowed to ruin the party, bro.
Yeah, that's
only
exactly right.
Only if you're invited to ruin the party.
Yeah, unless there's a special party ruining law passed. Yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So a lot of the creatures, when you look at the creatures in white that you're summoning, they are often about laws and rules and stuff.
Yo-ho!
So there's often, you just said police. Like, often there are. You are hiring, like, getting police, in white, and a lot of the time, or knights, you know, knights who are there to save people and protect things, you know.
You mean like, you know, those, what is it called? Those people that go out to fight?
Yeah, soldiers and knights. And
yeah,
people who are there to enforce the law.
And like to save other people.
Yeah, and exactly, and saving other people. So that's why you get a lot of angels. In white as well. And also, like, part of white. But it's not just about, like, being bossy. Sometimes it is about actually genuinely saving people and being spiritual and stuff. So that's where the God stuff comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, like, there is a card called Wrath of God, you know, because, and that just blows things up. So anyway, okay, so we get that white is all about the laws, and it's all about having control over things. So white, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's the colour of, I'm doing my reading now, it's the colour of order, equality. So it's about everything being fair and even. Okay, and righteousness. So what's righteousness?
Don't know.
Righteousness is when you're fighting for a good cause. Okay? You believe that you're fighting for something good, and because you're fighting for something good, it makes you a better fighter.
Like, let's say you're fighting for gold.
No, fighting for money isn't being righteous, but fighting to protect the weak, that would be righteous.
The weak?
Yeah.
You mean like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, fighting to protect the working weak, like a union, a good union representative. You know.
Actually, I would love to kill the working weak, because then I wouldn't have to go to school.
That would be a good idea. We could kill the working weak. So we'll have to, so that would be, it sounds like you want to be a white mage. It sounds like you need to get out of green, you need to be a white mage and destroy the working weak. And that would be a righteous cause. Yeah? Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Healing. Healing is another white spell because you're about protecting people, right? So healing things is a good idea.
Healing plants, are you saying?
Hey?
Or like healing dead people?
Healing people, healing your creatures and healing back damage off a player.
That's exactly what I was saying.
That's what you're saying. That's okay. Cool. So a lot of white's creatures are really small, and they often create a lot of creature tokens. So, like, not actual cards, but they create their own tokens. They like to protect and enhance those creatures with enchantments. So that's another thing that they're good at that red's not good at. So white, we're putting out all these protective enchantments, and red can't do anything about them. They like to increase their life points, and they like to prevent damage to creatures or players. They like to impose restrictions on players, and this is about those rules again. So one restriction that they like to do is you can only play one spell per turn.
Okay.
So, like, you know, say you had 10 mana.
Yeah.
Right? And you cast a Leatherback Bailoff for 3. Right?
Normally, it actually is 3.
Yeah. Normally, you'd have 7 mana left, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and normally you'd be able to cast more. But some white spells will say, no, you've cast a spell this turn. You've cast your Leatherback Bailoff. You can't do any more spells this turn. Too bad.
Well, I get why.
Yeah.
One, it's because, well, one, I think, it's a part of the lore in white.
Well, it's the lore if you cast that spell, yeah.
And two, you can only spend one mana, because if you spend another mana, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. They often also like to disable creatures. So a lot of the time, like, white won't, to get rid, if you play a dragon, right, the white player will, often, sometimes they'll kill it, but sometimes they'll say, I don't want to kill it. I just want to make it so it doesn't want to fight anymore. So there's a card called Pacifism, which is an enchantment you put on an enemy monster. So do you know what pacifism means, being a pacifist?
No.
Pacifism means peaceful, like never fighting. So if I put a pacifism on your leatherback Baloth, it will never attack or block.
Wow.
So I don't kill it, but I stopped it from fighting, so it's useless.
Can you do that card when I'm older?
I think I'll probably do that card to you soon. Don't you worry.
Well, you know what I'll do?
What will you do?
I will just talk. I'll tell my mum.
You tell your mum.
What?
Mummy, daddy's being mean.
No. Mum, daddy's making me do magic and I don't really like it anymore and I don't want to play.
Oh, whingy bum.
And then I wouldn't have to play. Because whites have done that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's funny because you're a manipulative little girl. I understand. Okay. All right. Okay. So, anyway. So, another thing that white likes to do is it likes to just blow everything up.
But he wants to stop people from fighting, but then he wants to blow everything up. That does not make sense!
Yeah, it doesn't always have to make sense, but sometimes, but white often likes to make things, everything equal. So everyone is fair and everything is the same.
So like if he split the world into half, they would have one half, they would have the other, so one doesn't have a bigger half and one has a smaller half.
Well, or you can make it that, no, you've got too many creatures, I've only got two creatures, but we're going to make it so no one has any creatures. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So that means he would kill himself.
Yeah. Well, he would kill his own stuff, yeah. White players will kill their own stuff if they have to. They have a lot of defense. They like protection and vigilance. You know, they like having defensive creatures. They like being able to destroy artifacts and enchantments. They're quite good at that. One of their weaknesses are, like, they have smaller creatures. And they're quite passive, so they rely on opponents to do things before they can do things.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's white. So, okay, let's pick another colour.
I'm supposed to tell you what I learned.
Oh, yeah, what did you learn? Tell me what you learned about white, Ashlyn.
Well, I learned two things. Well, I learned that white is... I actually never knew it, but now I do, because... white is the lure deck, and it can stop people from fighting.
That's right. Cool. That's what we've learned? Good job. Okay. Right, pick another colour, please. Pick another colour, please.
If I get another tick, we're going to have to read it again. No, we won't. I'll just have to do this again.
Green. Okay.
Yay, my favourite colour, you know why?
We know, it's your favourite colour, that's right.
Because I play it.
You play green, you are a green mage.
Yeah.
That's right, okay, so tell me about green. Tell me about green.
Instinct?
Where's that? Instinct.
Instinct?
So, yep.
Natural.
Natural. Natural. Natural decisions.
No, I was reading that one.
Interdependence.
Interdependence.
Yep. Natural.
Survival. Survival.
Yep. Naive growth nature. Okay, so instinct. What is instinct?
I don't know.
No. Instinct is the way an animal behaves when it's not thinking actively.
Okay? You mean like if a tiger went into the river because it looked nice and safe, and then a crocodile came and bit. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, well, kind of. Like, it's not so much about making mistakes, it's just about, like, you know, like when a, how do I put it? It's like the cat, right?
Like when he...
Yeah, he's looking at
me now. Like when he scratches people, you mean?
Yeah,
when he's behaving like badly, like when he scratches people and he's fighting because dad teaches him, because he plays with him.
Here's one, the birds, okay? When we throw bread out on the lawn for the birds, they sit there and they eat and they eat and they eat. Yeah. Now, as soon as we walk past the window, the birds see us, and what do? Straight away.
They fly away.
Now, have we ever chased the birds? No, we've never chased the birds. Have we ever attacked the birds?
No.
Have we ever done anything to the birds other than feed them?
No.
But they still fly away.
Yeah.
Why do they fly away?
It's because when people go... I don't know if this is true, but I'm just listening.
Okay. Go on.
When people go close to birds, they kind of fly off because they think they're going to come and do something to them.
Okay,
Or they give them a fright.
That's perfect. Okay. The birds think that we're going to get them. Okay. Now, if the birds were thinking about it, they wouldn't think that, because have we ever gone and gotten the birds?
No.
Never done that, so they've got no reason to think that.
But it's just birds, they don't have a good memory.
No, they're acting on instinct. When they make a decision like that, it's just an animal decision to just do whatever they want, do whatever they think is the right thing, even though they don't really know. They're acting on instinct. So green acts on instinct a lot. It uses lots of animals and it's very connected to nature, so it just does what it thinks is right. Okay? It doesn't like to think too much about things. That's why green is really closely allied to red. Red doesn't want to stop and think about things, and green just doesn't think about things. Okay? Sometimes, okay? So, it's interdependence and natural survival. So, one of the things, so green creatures like to help each other out a lot. You know, they like to support each other and befriend each other.
I get what you mean.
But it's also about being strong. Like, green creatures, sometimes they won't help the weak, you know, because sometimes the strongest one just wins.
You're being so silly. You're fighting someone that's stronger than you. Of course you're going to die. I'm not going to help you.
Sometimes, yeah, but sometimes they will help each other. So it's kind of messy their way, because sometimes it's about only the strongest surviving, yeah. And sometimes it's about how working together to become even stronger. So that's where, that's why working together side of things, that's where they link together with white, because white likes to help each other out. That's why what green and white stick together. Green is really likes to encourage growth and natural growth. They're really good at growing plants and making plants grow. And really, really strong, powerful connections to nature and animals. Right. So let's have a look. So green is the colour of life, the colour of nature. Evolution. Well, you know what evolution is, don't you? Kind of do. We've taught you about it a couple of times, but I'm not sure if it completely sunk in. But we know that evolution is about changing and developing and growing.
Oh, like a caterpillar?
No, that's metamorphosis, isn't it? Remember how we talked about how things can become taller or faster between generations? The ones that survive are the ones that get to have the babies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was like in episode one.
I don't even think we've ever talked about it on the podcast, but anyway.
Have.
Oh, have we? Well, maybe. Okay, so greens.
Maybe we have to listen to all of our podcasts.
You can do that. I do not intend to do that. Green strengths are on the battlefield, so it tends to win by fighting with its creatures. Big creatures, right? Big creatures. So they tend to be strong at a low mana cost, and they have abilities that make them more survivable. So the two most common abilities are Regenerate and Hexproof. Many of Green's creatures also have Trample, and they can trample across things. So things that it can do, they can temporarily make creatures fight each other. Like your card where the man's punching a bear, the one we talked about last week? Yeah, that one. They don't really have any flying creatures. They don't like flying creatures, but they're very good at blocking flying creatures because they have reach.
So if you have flying creatures in your deck, take them out.
Yeah, they also have lots of cards that let them get more lands faster than other players. Mm-hmm. So they can put down two or three lands on a turn sometimes.
I don't know that land.
I don't think you have any of those in your deck because you don't really need it, but...
Yeah, because I'm so good. Yeah. Well, I have got beaten about three times.
Yeah, you have.
Once,
because the green magic is all about things being natural. They can blow up artifacts and enchantments because those are not natural. They're made up things, so they're really good at blowing them up. But they do think one thing green can't do.
What?
Other than making creatures fight each other, it can't kill creatures. Can't just kill creatures. Because it likes creatures. Because it's green, it's all about nature, and it doesn't like killing creatures. You know. Okay. Cool. Alright, so what have you learned about green, Ashlyn?
That it doesn't like killing creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And, green doesn't really work that well with flying.
That's right. Green doesn't work well with flying. So our next colour is going to be one of these two colours here, blue or black. So pick a colour. Black. Okay, black.
I love blue, so I'm saving it for last.
You're saving blue for last. Okay, cool.
I know her.
So let's read these words here. Come on, bud.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do.
With my black.
Black. Oh, right there.
I can't read those.
Just try them out. Sound them out. You know how to do it.
Parasitism. Parasitism?
It means like sucking the life out of something else in order to survive. Like fleas on a dog. Yeah, that's parasitism. So black will often be parasitic and often suck life out of other things. So what else is...
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Alright.
Want me to make
this. Okay, let's move on to the next thing.
Thank you. Amorality?
Amorality. So you've got morality over here, see?
Yeah.
And across we're white, because white is the enemy of black. Amorality. So selfishness above all else. So... black is a very selfish colour. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're black, you're always doing things for yourself. Okay.
Yeah,
black's all about, so it's about being selfish. Omnipotence. Do you know what omnipotence means?
No.
Omni means everything, and potence means power. So what does that mean?
It means power, and what does it mean?
Omnipotence. Omni means everything. And potence means power.
So it's basically together.
Means that you're all powerful. Black wants to have complete power over things. Black wants to be in charge, it wants to have control, it wants to be totally in charge of everything. And it will do that, and it will do that, Ashlyn, at any cost. Black never ever says, no, I don't want to do that. That would be bad. If it's good for black, black will do it. It doesn't matter. It'll kill its own creatures. It will kill its own friends. It will betray its mother. It will do all kinds of nasty, horrible things to be powerful. Black. So, it's the colour of power, ambition, death, illness. Like, if there's an evil colour in magic, it's black. Like, it's not, like, truly evil, but it is kind of evil. It's not, it says here. So, black often can just kill creatures straight away. It can just cast a evil black magic spell that just destroys a creature. Boom, like that.
Like a fireball?
No, like imagine it could just a black mage could just point a finger at you and make your heart stop.
It's impossible.
Well, this is called magic. Sometimes impossible things happen.
If I do that at myself, will I get a heart attack? No.
Don't cast black magic spells at yourself. Just don't do it. As your father, I forbid you. Okay?
Do you want me to do it to myself then?
I said no. Stop it. Stop it. Put the finger down.
I'm not getting a heart attack.
Ashlyn, be very careful with that finger.
I'm not getting a heart attack. I just did it. I didn't get a heart attack.
Often black can like make you go crazy and lose your mind. And the way that that happens on cards is you have to throw cards out of your hand called discarding them. Yeah.
Oh, no, your phone's ringing.
It doesn't matter. I'm not too worried about it. Okay.
Everybody, Dad needs to answer his phone.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to.
Anywho.
It's
okay. You just talk. So and also black can bring monsters back from the dead. You can resurrect them. You're getting sore ears.
Yeah,
we won't be too much longer. Okay. So it can, black wants to win at all costs, and sometimes it will even lose its own life points just to draw extra cards. Okay. Things that black, one thing that black creatures have a lot of times is called death touch. So even one little point of damage from a black creature will kill it. Green has that ability too. Anyway, things that black can't do. Black's really good at killing living creatures, right? It's not very good at killing artifacts. It can't destroy artifacts or enchantments. So that's something black cannot do. And it often hurts itself quite a bit, in order to win. So sometimes, like a black player, they might be doing really, really, really well, but they've had to lose so much life to draw all the extra cards or kill all the monsters they want to kill, and that might lose them the game. There you go. So what have you learned about black?
Well, it can't kill, what is it? It can't kill, what is it again? Enchantments and
artifacts. Yep. What is it good at doing?
It's good at killing creatures.
Yep.
And it likes to waste all its, what its power is it?
Yeah, it can often, it'll often give up its own life.
Yeah.
In order to draw more cards and things like that. Yeah, I know. We're nearly done, but Ashton's got sore ears. The headset's hurting her ears. We might swap headsets next time, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. Alright. Blue. That leaves just blue left to do. So, read
no,
me.
No, ready? Watch. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna choose. And I picked blue.
Oh, wow, you picked blue. What a great coincidence that was. Yeah.
It was just like this on the blue spot. Down up.
Yeah. Alright. Read me some stuff.
No. Do I have time?
Yeah. Go on. Blue. Up top.
I'm reading it.
Okay, alright.
Now, Impus? What is it? No. Who? Pass? Chuss? No, not that one. Ah, it's this one. No, it's not. It's that one. No, it's that one. No, that one, yeah. Logic. It's too small. It's too faded.
Intellectual theory. So thinking about things. Okay. So, and technology is the other words. So, where red just wants to do emotional things, right?
Yes. Back to red.
Blue wants to be logical and just think about things carefully. Calmly.
Which is better.
And wants to take its time.
Which is sort of better, but not.
Sort of better, yeah. So, blue can be slower, but sometimes that's better in the long run because it means you're not doing the right thing. So.
But it can sometimes be better because then you know, if I go fight that, will I die? Will I stay alive?
So yeah, blue likes taking its time. It likes figuring things out. It likes learning. It loves learning things. It loves having all the knowledge it can. And it likes to be in control, okay? But it does not like, it doesn't like rushing, so sometimes blue can be too slow. So, anyway, let's look quickly at blue, and then I think we'll wrap this podcast up, eh?
Thank you.
Oh, shocker.
And remember, next time I get your headset, and you have to go through the tiny headset.
Okay, that's fine, not a problem. Okay.
They probably won't hear you.
Blue's also good, so it's good at reason and logic, and it likes to be careful. It's also good at illusion, like making things seem like they're not really there, or creating things that aren't really there. Manipulation and trickery.
What does trickery mean?
Tricking people.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It likes to draw extra cards, and it likes to permanently steal things. Hey?
But why does it like to steal things, and why does it like getting extra cards.
Well, if you can have one card that says you can draw two cards, you can draw two cards into one card, and that means you have more cards.
Well, you know what? Well, I have a card in my deck that says draw a card. So yeah. Then I've drawn two cards on my turn.
Yeah, there you go. So blue could sometimes draw three or four cards in one turn, so it can be very good at that kind of thing. It can permanently take control of someone else's stuff, so it can steal a creature, an artifact, or a land. Can return things to its owner's hand. But the thing that blue can't really do, it can't really kill things that are out. So it can stop a creature from coming out of your hand by countering a spell, but once a creature's out there, blue was really gonna struggle to do anything about that creature. Blue's creatures tend to be small, and they tend to be not very strong. Sometimes they have big ones, but most of the time they have very small, weak creatures. And they have lots of creatures with flying, because they're all about wind and islands and things. I think that's all we really need to say about blue.
Thank you.
So we've learned that there are five colours.
Yes.
And we've learned that they have enemies and friends.
Did you know we've said that like every single episode that there's
indeed.
Five
colours. Well, it's good to repeat things. It helps us to learn, doesn't it?
And if they forget.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to finish anything off? You want to have a little bit of a message?
Where should I start?
I think maybe you could start from there, from just before we close off. Ashton would like to remind everybody that
we would like to remind you to support mtgcast.com on Patreon, and if you want to buy magic cards, think about join it on quietspeculation.com. Without their help, we couldn't make cool magic podcasts.
Good job. Excellent. Okay, so that's been episode 4 of Learning
Bye.
Magic with Ashton.com. Bye. Bye. We will see you in episode 5.